Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Bethlehem, Israel. The little town of Bethlehem prepares for the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Even at a time in history when the conflicts in the Middle East seem ready to explode, this is also a time for the world to look at the Middle East and into the little town of Bethlehem, which is ready to celebrate the birth of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Right now, we take you to our broadcast partner, David Dolan, with a report on what's happening in Bethlehem.
Well, Jimmy, I've been in Bethlehem for Christmas many, many times, and it really is always a blessing. Although it's crowded and noisy, and, you know, you get crowds pushing and shoving, and it's got the features of life. But just to be in the spot on the earth where the Messiah came, you know, as Micah said he would, you little Bethlehem, out of you is going to become the wonder of the world. And he did come, born as the King of Israel, and there he was. And to celebrate that is such a special thing. It's a wonderful time of the year.
And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ in the little town of Bethlehem is evidence of the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. But it's also evidence that Jesus Christ will come a second time, possibly in the near future. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Almost 2,000 years ago, there was a miraculous event that took place in the little town of Bethlehem, an event that has been reported around the world down through the centuries. Christmas Eve in Bethlehem is a joyous time for Christian pilgrims from around the world that gather to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. Hundreds and even thousands will gather in Manger Square in front of the Church of Nativity to sing the Christmas carols and celebrate the birth of the God-man, Emmanuel, God with us, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The Bible said that Jesus must be born in Bethlehem, Ephratah. That's Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. In that prophetic passage of Micah, we also learn that Jesus would be born to be the ruler of this world during a 1,000-year kingdom yet to come. In fact, Micah chapter 4 and verse 8 says that the Messiah's birth at Migdol Adar, the Tower of the Flock, is evidence that Jesus will one day come back to Jerusalem and set up his kingdom. The Tower of the Flock, Migdol Adar, is at the edge of the shepherds' fields where priestly shepherds watched over their lambs that were to be sacrificed at the temple about 3 miles away in Jerusalem. Therefore, the sacrificial lamb, Jesus Christ, had to be born at Migdol Adar. Prophecies for the first coming of Jesus Christ were fulfilled in absolute detail, as will be the case for the prophecies of the second coming. Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...